And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Mr. Herbert Marshall in Elliot Lewis's production of Frankenstein, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Enough. It couldn't have. 10 cc. 10 yesterday. Unless the drugs are cumulative. Maybe that's it.
His eyes are open. What are you going to do?
Now, listen to his heart again.
It's got to be destroyed. You've got to put an end to it. It's inhuman. Don't you see what you're doing? You can't give it a soul.
How do you know?
You can't give it.
How do you know what I can give it? I've given it life, haven't I? It sees, it breathes, moves, perhaps hears. Yes. Does it hear? Ha! Look, did you see that? It blinked, the head jerked. It hears. It's aware of sound. Does it feel pain?
Don't, Victor. It's not an animal. You've formed it like a man. Give it the dignity of one. I won't let you do that to it.
I've gone this far, James.
Put down the scalpel.
What are you going to prove by that?
I think you must be mad.
I don't interfere with your work, James. Why?
There's someone at the door.
Yes. I think I'd better strap it down on the table. You won't forget your promise, will you?
I'm sorry I gave my word. I'm sorry you ever told me about this. I feel I'm as guilty as you are now.
Whatever took you so long? Hello, James.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Darling, I tried to call from the station, but the line's out of order.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Did you have a nice time?
Lovely. Everybody sends their love.
That's good.
What have you two been up to? How's Mary, James?
Oh, very well, thank you.
What a fine pair of sober-sides you are. What did you do, darling? Break one of my good dishes? I knew I shouldn't have left you alone. Well, what are we standing in the hall for? Let's go in.
Elizabeth, I must be going. Mary will be wondering, particularly if the phone's out of order.
It's raining very hard.
Oh, no, I'll be all right.
You'll take an umbrella. There's one in the kitchen.
Are you going to tell her?
No.
You won't unstrap it from the table, will you?
Not yet.
All right, I'll try to come back later. I want to think.
About what?
You've changed since you came to see me this afternoon. You really don't care what I think now, do you?
I suppose not. Thanks anyway, James.
Are you going to let it live?
That's funny from you. Have I the right to kill it?
You've already done something you had no right to do. Something that you don't even understand. The creation of man isn't your job, it isn't mine. Oh, I know your bright scientific mind's laughing
Here's
at me.
Here's the umbrella, James. But I wish you'd wait until the storm blows over.
No, I really must get back. Thank you, Elizabeth. I'll return it tomorrow. Goodbye.
Well, what's the matter with him? Have you been arguing religion again, Victor?
No, dear. Look, I'm doing a little work in the lab. It's rather important. Do you mind?
What is going on, Victor? There's something.
No, dear, nothing at all. There isn't.
I know there is. What's the matter?
Nothing, dear, really. I've got to get back to work now. The straps. It got off the table. It broke the straps. It's just standing there looking at me. What do I do? Talk to it? What do I say? Can it understand I've done it? I've done it? It's almost perfect. Muscular control. Co- coordination. I wish I'd finished the face, though. It must be terribly strong. That's odd. It's not over average size. Now what? Can you understand what I say? Do you feel any pain? Are you hungry? I'm a man like you. You are a man. Do you understand? Here. This is a mirror. You can see yourself in it. Look. It's all right. It's all right. It's angry. But it doesn't show anger in its face. There's emotion, though. It sees ugliness and is afraid. I'll have to get it back on the table, put it to sleep. That's the best way. Then use a stronger strap or chain. The eyes, just staring. They seem watery. What a marvel it is, though. I want you to come over here and sit down. Do you hear me? Come here and sit down. Come here. No, don't touch that. No, stop it. Stop it. Put it down.
What's happened?
Did you see anyone?
No. Did someone break in?
Elizabeth, don't ask me any questions. Just do what I ask. Get your coat on.
But why?
I'm taking you over to the Gibsons. I want you to stay there.
Oh, why? Why? What is it? Oh, Victor, please.
And I can't tell you about it now. You may have to stay there all night. Hurry, please.
We've got to call the police.
No, they'll shoot it. I don't want that. It's just frightened, that's all.
Oh, being a fool, Victor, do you realize what it means? That thing roaming about the country? What about the children, everybody in the village? I'm going to get the police.
No, please, James. Give me a chance to find it first.
Then what? You do a few more experiments, give it speech, perhaps, and it happens again?
It's mine. I made it.
I'm not thinking of that now. It's Mary and your wife. We don't even know where it is. If it wants to kill, how do you know where it will start?
All right. Just give me an hour. Let me try to find it before we call the police. If I do, I'll take it back and destroy it myself.
Do you give me your word?
Yes.
All right. I'll go with you.
Thanks, James.
I'll get my rifle. Do you have a gun?
Yes. But I'm not going to use it unless it...
Yes, unless. That's why I'll take mine. Shan't be mont. It's getting dark. Where do you think it might have gone?
It's hard to tell. It's afraid of thunder. It might be hiding in the barn.
The old Hamilton place?
Yeah.
How are you going to capture it? Have you thought of that?
I brought along a hypodermic.
You're not afraid anymore, are you?
No.
That's strange, because I am. Not of what it might do to me, but because of the fact that I've seen it. I know it exists.
There's the barn. If it's in there, there's no way out the back way. It was boarded up, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'll go in. Wait out here, will you?
No, I'm coming with you.
No. If it's in there, if it tries to escape, Shoot it as it comes out.
Oh, don't take the chance. It won't let you get near.
I'm going to try. Thanks, James. I lied. I am afraid. And it's in here, hiding, waiting for me. I am afraid. I should have destroyed it. James was right. Well, what's the matter with this flashlight? Wet. Ah, that's better. What's that? In the corner. I won't hurt you. It's all right. I understand. I won't hurt you. Don't be frightened. It's going to be all right. You'll hardly feel this. It won't hurt.
I'm not sure. I might have hit it. I don't know.
It's gone.
Yes, are you? Victor. Victor. He never recovered consciousness again. Outside, I looked for the thing I'd shot at, but there was no sign of it. I returned to the lab and burnt every paper, destroyed every single evidence of Victor Frankenstein's terrible experiment. But the result of that experiment has never been found. Nor have I been able yet to convince the authorities that such a thing ever existed.
Suspense. Presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Herbert Marshall. Suspense. Tonight's story was adapted for Suspense by Anthony Ellis. Suspense is transcribed and directed by Elliot Lewis. Music was written by Lucian Morwick and conducted by Lud Gluskin. In tonight's cast, Joseph Kearns was heard as James Gibson, Paula Winslow was Elizabeth, and Paul Frees, the monster.
Herbert Marshall is soon to be seen in the RKO radio picture, The Bystander. Your vote is important to you and your country. If you are eligible, don't forget or neglect to vote. Remember, one vote can make the difference. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Do you find that talking to yourself is more interesting than what you're hearing on the air? Is talk radio becoming motivation for a nap? Do you love to listen but can't stand the words? Well, we can change all that. To hear compelling interviews, relevant topics, and interesting personalities, just tune in to our community of conversation. WCWP talks to your community weekday mornings from 10 till noon on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.